Good morning and welcome to Newcastle Baptist Church Daily Advent Podcast for Thursday, the 10th of December. We've been thinking this week about that second candle and the Advent wreath, the candle of peace, and the fact that Jesus came to bring peace. Of course, often peace is a struggle. It doesn't just happen. It's been fought for, it's been guarded, it's been kept, it's been made throughout the centuries. And Jesus came to bring peace by establishing a kingdom where he was the ruler, where he was the king. During this Christmas time, that is one of the titles of Jesus that we all think about, the fact that he's a king. And being the king, he came to bring God's kingdom to earth, so that what happens in heaven would also happen on earth. This kingdom is foreseen in the Old Testament, and in Daniel chapter 2, you may remember this dream that King Nebuchadnezzar had. And he wanted his chanters and astrologers and magicians to tell him not only the meaning of the dream, but what the dream was. And of course, they couldn't. But there was someone who followed God's commands and calling, who was able to do just that. And Daniel steps forward. Having been taken into exile in Babylon, he's the one that God used to explain what a kingdom would really look like. Nebuchadnezzar's dream was of this huge statue. The head was made of gold, but the feet were made of iron and clay. It's a kingdom that couldn't last. It had no foundation. It was only temporary. And the splendour of the head was nothing, because the feet gave way. The kingdom fell, and Nebuchadnezzar was replaced by another. In Daniel chapter 7, a little bit further on in that book, Daniel has this to say. In Daniel 7, verses 13 and 14. In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. From the collapsing statue to the everlasting, indestructible kingdom that would be brought in by the coming of Jesus. This ancient prophecy of Daniel, hundreds of years before Jesus, began to help people to look forward to a day when Jesus would come and he would establish his kingdom. In Mark chapter 1 and verses 14 to 15, Jesus went into Galilee and proclaimed the good news of God. And this was the good news he was saying. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near, and it's time for you to respond to it. And how do you respond? Repent and believe the good news. The good news of God is that the time has come, because the kingdom of God has come near in the person of Jesus. And we must never forget at this Christmas time, as we go through Advent to prepare, we must never forget that Jesus, yes, born as a baby, yes, we celebrate it together, but he came to bring the kingdom. He came because he brought it near. But then we find in the New Testament accounts this tension between the kingdom having come and the kingdom having not yet come, and we're still waiting for it. That theme is picked up in Matthew chapter 6, of course, where Jesus outlines this prayer to help his disciples learn how to pray. And in that, this amazing prayer, he talks about, God, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's a sense that we're still involved in this kingdom building process, that we get to be part of bringing the kingdom in, of revealing it, of showing it, of being part of it, of helping others to belong to it as well. knowing that one day it will all be fulfilled, where the kingdom will be established forever. In Revelation chapter 11 and verse 15, the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign for ever and ever." Now, I know you want to join in the great song that Handel wrote in his oratorio, "The Messiah," "And he will reign for ever and ever." And I pray that that song will burn in our hearts this Advent season as we too prepare and get involved in the kingdom building promise of Jesus. May his kingdom come in your life today, and may you be used by him to show the kingdom in your words and in your actions, in your thoughts and in your attitudes today. How does knowing that Jesus came to bring God's kingdom to earth change the way you will celebrate the Advent season? May it transform it, and may you celebrate this year like no other. Father God, thank you that you have got a task for us, and I pray that you will use us to build your kingdom. The good news that invites others, people from all nations, to be part of it. In your name, amen.